All right, here we go. We are live.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm Rand.
I'm Gary.
We are Dot Shot Talks.
We are.
We're here to help you connect the dots.
Take the shots. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Welcome.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, it is. Memorial Day weekend. It is. Hey, three-day weekend. Looking forward to it.
Shazam. Me too.
Shazam. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You going to watch Shazam this weekend?
Is it playing in theaters this weekend?
No. We'll probably catch that home on something. Well, I don't know.
Nothing has anything to do with the podcast.
Well, you should ask Sam, so
I did. I mean,
or you gonna watch Gomer Pyle? Shazam?
That would be one of his statements.
Okay, there you go.
Again, has nothing to do with the podcast today.
What is our podcast about today, Gary?
Are you in charge of you?
Okay.
We'll see how we've worded in the title by the time you see the title. But, yeah, that's kind of the direction.
Right. Do you dictate your own behaviors, actions, thoughts? Do you take control of yourself?
Are you letting somebody else control you?
Yeah.
And knowingly doing so, are you allowing it to take place? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a positive thing, sometimes it's a negative thing. What sparked the whole thing for the podcast topic was there's somebody that I know that is executor of a will and took over executorship of a will. And in the process, there are monies that to cover the person that. The last rites and wishes and the funeral and whatever else, there are monies that are set aside for it. And this person had to take over the executorship because the other executor first didn't want to do it, and then the executor passed away, which is kind of strange. It was supposed to be an executor. But anyways, in the whole process of this deal, the money's set up, executorship, they get the thing released. The bank that has the cash gives them checks to go with the account.
Okay.
20 checks.
Gotcha.
And the executor goes to the lawyer. The lawyer, which executed all the paperwork for the executorship, what have you, or the paralegal. And the paralegal had this person sign all 20 of the checks.
Blank checks.
Blank checks, mind you.
Yeah.
And leave them with them. And let me just tell you, that's a big gulp for me. It's a very large, big gulp. But
not a 44. That's a 64 ouncer right
no,
there.
No, that's I mean 64 is kind of shy. Yeah. That's like a 5 gallon gulp. That's a big deal. So, anyways, obviously I didn't like it at all. I didn't think it was a great idea for this person. Nor do I think giving anybody a blank check.
Anybody, right.
Anybody.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Your spouse, your brother, your mother, your father. Giving anybody a blank check, and it's not because you don't trust somebody. What happens if you sign a blank check, doesn't have anybody to on it or any amount on it? You just literally sign a check that you're in charge of, and you hand it to somebody, and something happens to that check.
Okay.
You're responsible, and then the person that you hand it to, they're going to feel sick. And then you're going to feel really sick, but it's ultimately still your responsibility. So based on that theory alone, I wouldn't give anybody a blank check. But that's what.
And it's not out of mistrust.
No, it's not a mistrust. Yeah. It's
an accountability issue.
Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Absolutely.
And accountability.
Accountability, responsibility, absolutely. Being responsible, what have you. So that's what sparked the idea or the thought of, we started talking about, are you in charge of you or is somebody else in charge of you? This person is coming out of, or has come out of a kind of a depressed state, coming back into taking charge of their life. And I tell you what, this has got to be a wake-up call. This is, the last word was they're going to the lawyer to retrieve, take charge of the executorship from the lawyer. And I said, well, that's great because it seems that, well, one of the checks paid off the funeral home, so I told them that... seems like you got 19 very good reasons why.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's what brought up the topic. So, we have other thoughts to expand on that, but don't give anybody a blank check.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I'll start with
I wouldn't even
personal.
Drive around with a blank check. myself, I wouldn't have a check that's signed. Would you drive
some kind of designation?
Would you yourself sign a check and drive around with a blank check yourself? Maybe. I don't think I would.
It depends on if I filled it out at the house, I don't know why I would do that.
You'd have the two filled out, but you wouldn't. Nobody would walk around with a check that's not filled out at all that you signed. You just wouldn't do it. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done it, and unlimited. I couldn't think of a reason why.
Yeah. Unlimited. Anyways.
To reflect off of this topic about being in control, I want to talk personally about myself in this thought process.
You want to talk about yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about myself in this thought process.
It's hard to believe.
There's a huge importance about taking responsibility for yourself, right? And taking responsibility for your actions, your thoughts, your behaviors. And I remember a time when I didn't consider the moves I made. I didn't think about why I was doing things. I was just doing things. This is in relation to work and how I did it, how I spent money, the people I hung around, the things that I read or didn't read, the things that I listened to, the things that I ate, how I treated myself, how I treated other people. I didn't consider myself involved in these things. These were moments that just happened for me. And not taking control of those situations puts you at a disadvantage for movement, forward progress. It puts you at a disadvantage for forward progress. As I see where I am now, and I've taken responsibility and accountability for the things that I've started doing and moving forward, I came up with an analogy. I know you love my analogy sometimes. Woohoo! I can eat today. Or would it be best for me? I could try to eat everything I could today. Or would it be best for me to eat part of what I needed today? Or eat what I need today, not overindulge, and put the rest in the bank or put the rest in the fridge? We kind of have this mentality of it's now. I take care of now without planning for tomorrow. And that was my big issue, is that I was only taking care of my nows and my immediate thought process, whether it was physical, whether it was a physical need for me, whether it was an emotional need for me. I took care of those things at the now. I didn't think about my actions reflecting other people, my concern for what I did affecting other people. I was only thinking about my immediate. As I've grown over the past several years, I've noticed that my relationships with others have become better and stronger because I'm not so selfish. I try to be a little bit more selfless. And in doing that, I've developed a better way of life now that I've taken control of that. Instead of just dealing with what happens, I'm controlling what happens in my life. I control more of what happens in my life. Of course, not every situation, but I control more of what happens in my life by taking that control, by paying attention to those things and not letting the wind blow me in either direction. And it's been huge. The differences that I see in my life over the past several years have been huge. So that's my personal, that's sort of my,
personal. I mean, I think a lot of people start out, when people are younger, they tend to focus on here and now for the most part. I mean, until you learn. If you think of finances, I think of finances when I first got out on my own. For the most part, I took care of my rent, I knew that I had to have the rent taken care of. I knew that I had to have the my portion of the utilities, mm-hmm. you know, the things that were necessary in order to live. I would have a lot of that taken care of and set off to the side. And then I had other monies that were discretionary, and I would literally, I still remember putting all, you know, easy to look at something like finances. I put everything else, I just put as cash in my wallet.
Yes.
You know, the weekend would come, and here comes Monday, and it's all gone. I know we've talked about finances before.
Yep.
Without getting into that too deep. But I think that's the mindset for a lot of younger people. We grow through that. You start out there. At some point, some people get past that in high school. Some people get past it in elementary school, maybe. You know, some people don't ever get past it.
Right.
Some people are still in it, you know. But for the most part, there's a time and a place where you start looking and thinking about not just, you know, you're serving yourself, but serving others, taking care of the environment, taking care of, I mean, you name it.
Right.
Being aware of what's going on around you, you know, awareness in itself. So, that's really what we're talking about today is awareness. Are you aware? Are we aware of what's going on around us? I was talking to, years ago, there's an older gentleman that told me, hey, if I ever drop anything, he says, I always look around my feet. So if he's working on something with a screw or a nut, or bolt or something like that, and he drops something, he always looks around his feet. He says, usually it's around his feet. That's where he usually finds it. And I thought, interesting. So the first thing I do, rather than running around looking for something, I always look at my feet in order to see it.
Okay. Sorry, I had to take care of something.
I noticed.
When we're searching for answers, right? So I guess that's part of the gist of what you're saying. As you're searching for answers, looking at your feet, starting at the base and working your way up. Is that?
No, not exactly. I'm talking about being aware of your environment. You're not necessarily searching for answers. I'm just saying, are you aware of what's going on around you? Good thought, good clarification. So, what I'm getting at is sometimes things happen. I've noticed in life, sometimes things will, maybe something you see, like something's not right in a certain area, or you accidentally drop something, or you come back and something's off the counter, whatever. I've noticed if you start looking around, oftentimes something will lead you to something else, mm-hmm. if you're paying attention to what's going on around you. That's more so of what I'm talking about. So, yes, if something falls off, you search for it, but you look around your feet. But in the whole process, always pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to the people. Pay attention to what's going on.
Yes. I'm in full agreement with that. Wow. I'm in full agreement with that. Have you ever noticed that you go, oh, I need to do something. So you get up and you walk into another room. Then you get into the other room. You forget why you walked into that room. Are you paying attention to what it is that you're doing? If you were paying attention and not thinking about several different things or even something different, you would absolutely know why you walked into that room. You don't stand up, create movement without understanding why you did it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. But there's a lot of people out there that are caught up in multiple things. And then sometimes when people get older, their memory or ability, their short-term memory disappears. So then they'll walk into the room and they'll go, I know I'm in here for a reason, but what am I in here for? If you run into that, you might want to think about what's going on in your life. Do a quick evaluation. Maybe you do. Maybe you're what you're alluding to is maybe you've got too many things out there.
Yes.
You've got too many irons in the fire. You're possibly doing that wonderful thing called multitasking, which isn't. It's clinically proven it's not possible. You can't multitask. You can do two things at once, but something's going to suffer.
Right. You're not going to be doing them equally.
No. Here's another thought. You're driving to an appointment or to meet up with friends or something like this, and when you get there and you're late, why are you late? Because initially, hey, man, it used to be traffic and traffic, you know. I hit all the red lights, you know. You know, there's always something. There's a reason it's not you, but there's a reason. Mm-hmm. I left late.
Yeah.
That's usually the reason. You left late. There's always something that's real. Are we being responsible with what's really happening, or are we white lying it? Are we fudging it a little bit? Are we not telling the full truth and not want to put out information? Are we holding back intentionally to try to keep a card in our hands? What are we do? Why are we doing what we're doing? Who's in control of us? Are you in control of you? Are you more concerned that somebody else is going to try to steal a card from you? I mean, there's certain places in that you do that would be normal, but some places not. Or are you doing it all the time?
Yes.
Are you constantly looking out for something to go wrong?
Yeah. I think when we, one of the things that we consistently talk about is self-evaluation. And a lot of the majority of the issues that we deal with, that we go through, grow through, is based on the amount of self-evaluation that we give ourselves. The time that we spend thinking about what we do and why we do it, understanding how to change habits, understanding how to create new habits, to leave bad habits alone, and put ourselves in a position to be the best versions of ourselves. That it really only happens when you pay attention to what it is that you're doing. You rarely get far ahead in life without taking control of your life and without thinking about what it is that you're doing. When you don't create the movement that you want to have, you're typically going in a direction that's just happening. You're not in control. Is by design. And when you, again, like you said, if you're going to meet someone, if I want to, you know, if I want to build on top of what you're saying, you're going to meet someone and be courteous, be thoughtful of who you're going to see and their time invested in spending time with you to do that. Being late is, you know, you and I both have this thing about being late. It's not, you know, there's nothing positive about being late. We, you know, not saying that we never run late or we never do anything, but we know that we're busy. We do a lot of things,
right?
And we get caught up in things, and when, especially if you're trying to serve someone, or you have, like in your instance where you run a business, your time is not all your own. That's,
there's a caveat to it, is basically what you're saying. It is my own, but it's not my own. But when I'm in and around a client, I'm not going to cut it short.
Right.
Sometimes the client's going to dictate more. Once I go into that client relationship, if the client's asking me questions, I'm not going to be quick to run away. I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
But that's part of the, you know, knowing and being responsible in that situation. And that might put you back a little bit of time. Sure, it might be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can go on that line, have another thought.
Go ahead.
Okay, but it may take us off this line just a little bit, not much.
All right, okay? We can always go back.
Okay, here's another thought.
Detour.
Another thing that I noticed, too. One of the nice things about taking responsibility about being where you are, okay, so you're late, don't get caught up in creating some fog about it. claim it for what it is, okay?
Yeah.
And if you literally do, then your mind and everything, you're engaged to what's really going on around you, and you're free. You don't have to, you don't feel like you're holding something back. You don't have another... It's like leaving stuff on the desk or on the counter. Your room isn't dirty. Everything's cleaned off because you're 100% truthful. But if you can do that, then you have your ability to see what's happening around you is even better. So sometimes I've found if I'm running behind, it might be Because here's a good one. I was going to pick up a pallet of hardware of, you know, from a freight company yesterday, and I had timing. I was worried. I didn't want to be there late. I was concerned that they were going to close at 3:30. I was trying to be there before 3, and you know, because of things, I was running behind. But I was going to be there before 3:30. But I was thinking they might close at 3:30. Turned out they weren't going to close until 4. But in the process, I had another phone call from that very same freight forwarder that I don't normally have two things coming in at the same time. That freight forwarder tells me, hey, you've got this other order that's coming in. It's supposed to deliver. I said, can we change it to will call? Because I want to pick it up. They said, okay. They're trying to deliver it next week, Tuesday. And they said the earliest day you can pick it up is Friday.
Okay.
So I said, okay, great. And I was thinking, well, which yesterday being Thursday, I was thinking, well, you know, I guess I'm going to go there 2 days in a row, you know. But I'm running a little bit behind time. When I got there, there was nobody in line, anything like that. I was at the window. The girl that was handling my stuff, this is what she says. She says, hey, I see that you've got two things in. I said, yeah, but one isn't available till tomorrow. She says, I'll tell you what. She says, I think it's ready. I think we can. Do you want to take it today if it's available? Because I think I can get it to you today. I said, absolutely. I was running behind. The moral of the story is this. If you're running behind, rather than getting caught up in the issues of running behind, face it, deal with it, be done with it, where you can see what's going on and have peace about everything.
Yes.
And it gives you the ability to think and watch and be engaged in what's happening. In this case, I was able to bring two things. I saved myself a whole trip, which today with the cost of fuel, which, you know, fairly significant. But it was just such a big eye opener to me that stuck in my brain yesterday.
No, absolutely. That's, yeah, dealing with what's in front of you is a huge part of you taking control over yourself. It's when we let these things affect us emotionally, physically, or in any other
specifically
form.
Emotionally, probably.
Yeah.
I would say it's more so in today's world. Sure, things are going to affect us physically,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it is driven, the things that hang us up, I would say, is more emotional, wouldn't you say?
I'd agree with that.
I think that's a decent assessment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to assess what it is.
No, I'd agree with that 100%. I've got zero issue with that. I think that's spot on.
We get hung up with how somebody else reacts to us, acts towards us.
Yes.
And it takes away our ability to be who we are. It takes away our ability to think. To be involved in
it. We let it take.
Yes.
Yeah, we let it take.
That's spot on statement, too. We do allow it to. We let it take our ability to be who we are.
Yes.
Be in control of ourselves. Now, because somebody else's skew in their personal reality,
mm-hmm.
they have now poured this thing in the direction of us. It's like we go over and we scoop it up and we put it on ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ouch.
We carry burdens that we shouldn't carry. And sometimes, you know, we look at it and we say, oh, it's, you know, I care about this person, so I take their burdens. Or this person works for me, so I take their burden. This person works with me, so it's part of my thing to take it. You know, I'm one of those people that want to help people, right? So wanting to help people also becomes a situation where you will take on burdens that aren't necessarily yours. Emotionally, that can be the reason why it can be a detriment to you when you do that, because you can overwhelm yourself and keep yourself from dealing with you. Because your concern is so much at others that you have abandoned yourself. You have put yourself in a position to not understand why you're doing what you're doing. You're doing it and you're accepting it and you're looking at yourself and going, oh, I'm a good person because I'm always helping someone. The mentality behind that is that you're constantly emptying your cup and never refilling it.
Here's an analogy for you.
Okay.
It's like spinning plates. Mm-hmm. It's like going to the circus and the guy's got his sticks and he's got the stick down, and he puts a plate on the top of the stick, and he starts spinning it with his hand, mm-hmm. and then he puts another stick, and he starts spinning another plate, and then he gets another. There's only so many plates you can spin. The challenge of what you're speaking of, what I hear you talking about, is the person that gets so many things going on that they're not taking care of themselves, and they don't know why.
Yeah.
They don't see, and then all of a sudden something goes and they blow up
because they're not sure of how to handle it. Emotionally
they're not like, what did you say about the cup? That was a good analogy.
Yeah, we empty.
You hear that?
We're spending. Yeah, good thank analogy. You. Hey, I appreciate it. Dude. Oof.
There you go.
You empty out the cup without giving yourself the ability to fill yourself up. I mean, you can only get so much out of an empty cup, man.
Overextending yourself.
Yeah.
Doing too many things. Thanksgiving. There were a few years ago, we committed to like 3 Thanksgivings. Maybe 4. I can't remember, but I was like, look, we are not going to do that. And after that year, I'm like, look, we're not doing that again.
Right.
Can you imagine not just going to what? I think it was 3. I don't think it's 4. I think it's 3. I think 4 is an exaggeration. But it felt like 5. Let me just say that. It felt like 5.
It's overwhelming regardless.
Absolutely. So you're so busy running from one place to the next, or we were.
You're never enjoying where you are.
You don't enjoy. Yeah. You're not where you are. You're not... Mm-hmm. You know what? U2 has a band. The band U2. What is it? Smell the flowers where you still can, or something like that. One of the. Anyways, I probably messed that up. Anyway, there's a lyric that, you know, take some time to slow down and smell the flowers. You know.
Yes.
Be aware of what's going on around you, because there's a lot of stuff going on around you. But if we sell ourselves short, if we don't have anything in our cup, if you're so thin, you know, you won't be able to give too much of yourself because there's nothing to give.
Yeah.
You give yourself out, then when it comes time to get something else for yourself, hey, there's nothing there. Which, you know, last week's it was a good segue to this weekend. Last week's podcast is a good segue to this weekend. Memorial Day's coming up Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys, Memorial Day may have already passed and you're listening to this. But Monday's coming up. Great time for you to do something. Relax a little bit. Get yourself rejuvenated. Give yourself a break.
Yep.
And get ready to go back into it. Take the day off.
Yeah.
A lot of people are off. With the number of businesses that I see and across the caveat of businesses, most businesses are closed this weekend on Monday.
Most are closed as well.
Yeah. Hotels are not. Restaurants are not.
Are you taking a day off Monday?
I'm taking the day off Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Even though I have hotels and I know.
That's why I asked.
I tend to run that if a client's working, I would work. So my bakery that I used to have, the bakery closed, but my bakery, I would often go in on Memorial Day weekend because a lot of the guys were working on that day.
Gotcha.
So, and most people don't. Most reps will not. They'll take the day off when everybody else is off. But anyways, they've closed. I'm taking the day off.
Good for you.
So.
Hey, enjoy that time.
Absolutely. Right?
Spend it refilling your cup. So you got any takeaways? You got any big takeaways from today? Or have we said it?
I think we've said it. My big takeaway is I do like the direction that came up at the end. I like your cup analogy. Don't spread your be aware of spreading yourself too thin. I didn't see that coming into this talk, okay? But I really think that's a good deal. Be aware of if you thin yourself out so much, something could possibly happen, and you know your skin's only so thick, and then all of a sudden you explode, and then you're like, I don't know why I reacted to, and it's always the people you love most that are closest to you. I don't know why I react that way to my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my spouse, my sister, my brother, my mother. And usually it's something like that, and it's just a little scratch, and you know, or it could be anybody else, but a lot of times because we're so thin, don't spread yourself thin.
Gotcha.
That's my takeaway.
I think we've said it. So,
okay.
Hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
If you're having a 3-day weekend, enjoy yourself, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, I'm Rand.
I'm Gary.
We are Dot Shot Talks.
We are.
We're here to help you connect the dots.
And take the shots.
Swish.
We will catch you on the flip side.
Hey, go be amazing, people.
Adios.